The State Department of Transportation is holding an open house in a few weeks to take comments and questions about the Interstate 81 project in downtown Syracuse. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
This is the first of a series of meetings state officials will hold meant to engage Central New Yorkers on the particulars of what will be the biggest public works project ever in the Syracuse area. At the core of this, a 15,000-page preliminary draft environmental impact statement that outlines why the state prefers the community grid option for replacing an aging interstate viaduct that slices the city in half. Project manager Mark Frechette says there will be some new project drawings available and officials will simplify information from the very technical DEIS. He says this is an important step and can determine the timetable for the project going forward.
We're embarking on meeting with people and we're embarking on listening to people, and what comes of that is really hard to put a timetable to because of, you know, we're not sure what we're going to get into. And that could take some time. It could change the project a little bit.
The community grid option would replace the 1.4-mile viaduct with a boulevard, sending through traffic around the city on what is now Interstate 481. The 5-year project would also create a high-speed business loop on either side of the boulevard. The open house will be held at the On Center in Syracuse June 18th from 3 to 8 p.m. Transportation Department officials will be able to answer questions and take comments. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.